Welcome, Bob. Tell us a little bit about the film festival.
Yeah, it is a unique event in terms of environmental films, in the sense that most of the ones I've been to over the years have been very depressing. And this particular one, the focus is on climate solutions and actions related to that. And it's really terrific. We'll be having 10 films, short films adding up to roughly 90 minutes. And it's being produced by a group called Suncommon, based in Rhinebeck. And they decided to do something like this because nothing has been done before in terms of showing solutions to problems rather than just, you know, being upset or depressed by the problems. So they've gotten together. They reviewed over 225 films and picked the 10 best, in their opinion. And they put it all together as a package. And I heard about it maybe 2 months ago and called them and said, let's do one in Albany. So we are. As you mentioned, this film festival will be in Albany at the Spectrum Theater on Wednesday night, March 4th, from 7 to 9 p.m.
Sounds great. Now, it's not just films, right? You're going to have a discussion as well?
Yeah, and afterwards, we should be having roughly 30 minutes available to us. Depends on the theater's policies, but we do have the place reserved from 7 to 9 p.m., so we should have roughly 30 minutes of discussion. And what will happen is our group, again called Community Advocates for a Sustainable Environment, will be discussing what we do in the community and what events we have coming up as well. And there'll be a bit of back and forth, I'm sure, with the audience on questions they have about the film or they want to know more. And all, you know, we'll do what we can do in 30 minutes.
So what is your goal with this film festival?
Well, the goal of our group is education about an environment to begin with. And this is just a furtherance of that. And we want people to realize that, you know, the expression darkness before dawn, we know things are getting worse on an accelerating pace in our environment, not only locally, but worldwide. And it is easy to get depressed or upset. But what we want to have people do is think beyond that and say, look, here's 10 films. Particular films are taken from events all around the world, and say, look what these people are doing. Look what they're doing. And they're people like you and me. They're no different. That, granted, some are more advanced scientists and so on, but many of the films involve local people who just said, I can do this. And, for example, there's one film produced by John Bauermaster, who's well-known in this area, a local man. He produced one about a carbon farming techniques in Red Hook, or I should say the Hudson Valley. And it's very inspiring to see what these farmers are doing with keeping carbon in the ground. Now, that's just one example of the 10 films.
I think I've heard of one of the films on the lineup. There's it features a girl, I think, right, who Jasa Mellers. She was an organizer. I think it's called Words Have Power, and she organized against a power plant and was, you know, speaking at rallies in City Hall and all that, and actually shut down a coal-fired power plant proposal.
That's exactly what she did. Beginning at age 10, she was an asthmatic, and probably still is, and lived in a particularly ravaged environmental community with pollution, all kinds of power plants and frack gas being burned and so on, and dumps in her community, which happens to be Bridgeport, Connecticut. And at her young age, she got things organized to the point where, you're right, that the coal-fired power plant will be shut down in 2021. So here's a case of what a 10-year-old can do. Well, you know, she aged out as time went on, of course, but she started it at age 10.
We have on the phone Bob Connors, who's with the Community Advocates for a Sustainable Environment. They're co-sponsoring the Climate Action Film Festival, which takes place at the Spectrum Theater in Albany on March 4th. Now, it sounds like you're expecting big crowds and you're encouraging people to purchase tickets in advance. What do people need to do that?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. They simply can go several places, but I think the simplest one is to our webpage, which is www.caseonline, C-A-S-E-O-N-L-I-N-E, caseonline.org. And there's you'll see the listing of buyer tickets here. You just click on it, or we should say reserve your tickets, because you're right. In the past, I think they've had three, maybe four major events now, in both in Vermont and in New York, and every one of them has sold out in advance. And some people were disappointed, you know, when they walked into the theater expecting to buy tickets. Now, this particular theater, the Spectrum in Albany, does hold 180 people, which would be the biggest venue they've used so far. But we do expect to sell out, and there's also a Facebook page that they can go to. And as well, there's this some words that'll say "find tickets," and you just click on that. And the page is called the Climate Action Film Festival is the Facebook page. And when people go to our own, if they chose to go to our webpage, it's right on the front page. All the information that they're going to need about this film festival.
So the thing that sets this apart from all the other environmental films everywhere is that these are all action stories. It's not about doom and gloom. It's really about what people can do to help.
Exactly. And again, these are everyday people from all around the world. One doesn't have to be a scientist or someone with a master's degree in ecology or something like that. Many of the people in these films have advanced degrees, as I mentioned, but the majority of the films are about average people, including the, I don't want to give away too much, Steve, but the first little film features a well-known young lady by the name of Greta Thunberg, who's caught the world by surprise, and is leading not only young people, but adults, people from all around the world, into climate action. And she sort of introduces the films that are going to be presented. And she's inspired so many people, and she's amazing for a teenager. And, in addition, this company producing it called Suncommon, they are, I won't dwell on it much, but there's something called a Corporation B, which means they have to do, to maintain their tax status, they have to do a lot for the community, and they're certainly doing it with this film festival. They've done everything. They've gotten the films, they've reserved the theater, they're doing the promotions, marketing, and of course we're helping, but in addition, all the proceeds from this film, and they also will be selling some recycled T-shirts or recycled materials to produce the T-shirts. They're taking all those proceeds and donating to our group, which we will use to continue all the environmental type work that we do.
And tell us a bit about Community Advocates for a Sustainable Environment. What is that organization?
Well, it's a, I guess you could call it a sister group, or a cousin to our original group, which is called Stop New York Frack Gas Pipeline, and we organized to fight the Northeast Energy Direct Pipeline, and we won that campaign along with help from Massachusetts and New Hampshire, of course. But we had, at the time, over 2,000 people email addresses, and of course, we're pleased that this pipeline was withdrawn, but we decided to do something proactive instead of just waiting for a problem to emerge and try to fight that off. So we formed our group here. The acronym is CASE. And we put on our biggest event is the annual Renewable Energy and Sustainable Living Fair. Typically it's in the fall. In the past it was at Sage College in Albany. And we do environmental forums. And of course this film festival is our latest activity.
Sounds great. Well, thanks very much, Bob. We'll look forward to seeing you at the movies.